1450 KBMW.
All right, it's 8:20. It is Thursday, time for the morning zoo. Geez, don't I feel like a bonehead. Kathy told me last week, hey, it's Tom's birthday next week. You should probably say something on Wednesday, and totally
probably
went right over my head. So, Tom
That's
Schmaltz,
okay.
Should I sing to you?
Yeah, sing.
Yeah, you can sing to me.
I'm not gonna put you through that. Well, happy birthday a day late.
No, that's okay. So I'm 35 plus one day.
Okay, that's kind of what I was going to say. I was going to make you 35. Yeah. Just call him
Benjamin Button.
Yeah,
it just keeps going backwards. Hey, could you be any busier at the zoo?
We are really busy.
Wow, you got a couple great events here. One today.
Yes.
Actually.
Today the zoo closes at 4. Mm-hmm. We normally close at 6, but we're reopening at 5.
Uh-huh.
And because we have to set up and get ready for the second annual Zoomies.
I love Zoomies. This is something I could actually run.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a 0.05K. And so it's a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
So it's just $5 a person, and we say a person all ages because this is a family event.
Right.
And it's focused around a nice summer evening. Bring your lawn chairs. We have the Eastland Timberland Band coming all the way from Two Harbors, by the way, doing this for the zoo.
Just because it's the zoo.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they love the zoo. And we have the climbing wall with the Breckenridge Police Department. We've got lawn games. We've got the Black Pelican food truck.
Yes.
We got Econo Wine and Spirits over there. So fun for all ages. Come eat, come listen, come do the 0.05K from the gate to the festivities. So 164 feet.
I could run that.
Yeah.
Well, we even have a hydration station halfway.
We do.
Seriously? Okay, I'm there.
It's going to be a lot of fun. So you'll be coming in gate 3, mm-hmm. and we'll be there to, you'll see it as soon as you pull up. So last year we tried it on a Friday. This year we moved it to Thursday, knowing that frees up Friday for other festivities.
Right.
And then you can be back at the zoo on Saturday.
Because it doesn't end with Zoomies. There's stuff this weekend.
Because we have a pancake breakfast in front of the Nature Center, and in the Nature Center starting at 9 o'clock on Saturday. It is a kickoff to the Prometheus Motorcycle Club run, the zoo run, 40 years.
Wow. You got to be kidding.
40 years.
I remember the first mm-hmm. year, and you said, hey, Prometheus, we love them.
Yes.
I remember coming in the old studio.
Yes.
You brought in Bill Martz, and we talked about Prometheus and what kind of their involvement with mm-hmm. the zoo. 40 years ago.
40 years ago.
Unreal.
And, you know, they become, I mean, right away, mm-hmm. but now 40 years, zoo family,
yeah.
and close friends of ours.
Right.
We go to their Christmas parties. We just, they're just very good friends, great benefactors to the zoo, 40 years. The zoo run itself is $20 a person, $30 per bike.
Mm-hmm.
And there's t-shirts for sale. There's a card game along the way if you want to participate in that. But inviting the whole community to come down, say hello, maybe have some pancakes if you will. It's a free will offering. Look at the bikes. Thank the guys and gals, and also come to the zoo because the zoo opens at its regular time at 10 o'clock mm-hmm. every day.
Right.
So Zoomies tonight, only $5 a person, after hours event at the zoo, food and drink and
just a good celebration,
You know, it's just like
it really
you look at these summer evenings going by so very fast. Come just celebrate summer and come to the zoo.
And the forecast for tonight is great.
It's beautiful.
It's going to be no rain. It'll be a perfect time for people to come. We'll have attendance in the Penning Zoo, and it is just a good time.
Well, on Saturday, too, the bike run. And it's worth it just to see Kathy and Black Chaps.
Yep.
I think. Had to bring that up, didn't I?
Yeah,
by the way, Tom, I love the color of your motorcycle.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely. I saw you out there washing it out at All Seasons last week, and I thought, geez, I really like the color of that.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It is. It is really beautiful. And
there's two bikes in town that color now, so she gets to see it twice as much.
I know, right?
You know, I don't mind the color of the bike, you guys. I just made a joke one time. I said, Barbie called.
You know better.
I said, Barbie called. She wants her bike back.
You know better. We're never going to forget things like this.
No, you guys drag it out forever.
And by the way, I got a sidebar, okay, because I was telling you I'm in here whining and complaining like a school kid. Because last Saturday, we were on the road with Billy D.
Yes.
Out in Ashley. And I didn't get a chance to get in my my zoo sessions
And it was noticed.
I know. And I'm like totally sideways about it this week, going, I got to get back down there. So I'll be back down Saturday from 1 until 5.
Sounds great. So right, another thing to see when you come to the zoo. You know, people are like I said, they come down and they go, oh my gosh. And now kids are saying to their parents, I wonder if that artist is here.
But
that's a good thing.
That's a very good thing.
And you're right out by the snow leopards. And so it's just, so they know where to find you.
And that's my vacation these days.
I got to find out which one's your favorite, Marty or Ice.
Oh, that'd be tough.
Oh, that is tough. That's a flip of the coin.
That's the question we get asked about animals, you know, which is your favorite? So, mm-hmm. Bill, Marty or Ice?
Oh, you can't do that.
I'm working on Ice right now, and she's coming along great.
Yeah.
But she's got attitude. Looking at that piece, and I'm going, she got attitude.
You've captured the attitude, even more importantly, and that's a good wild attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And they got their own personalities. You were able to capture them. People said, oh, he's painting snow leopards. No, he's painting our snow leopards.
Your snow leopards,
You can see it, and the mm-hmm. keepers can see it, and the whole staff can see it. And come on over, see Bill, have some pancakes, go on the bike ride.
Boy, what a weekend.
Come to Zoomies tonight.
Zoomies tonight.
How did
Zoomies ever come about? I got to ask you that. How did that start?
Prometheus used to do their bike car show the day before the bike run,
mm-hmm.
and then moved it to a different area. We still are the people that benefit from
it.
But they had moved it, and we'd already had something scheduled for that night. And with trying to do something different every month, a mm-hmm. different event every month, and different chair people from the zoo. And so Bruce and Melissa Fingerson said, we'll take this on and we'll give it a name. And they came up with Zoomies. And in fact, it hurts her family's band. And that's our connection.
Making the trip. How cool is that?
And they're just fun to listen to. They're mm-hmm. just easy listening, just great. And it's just, I can't even, you know, when you watch movies and people are celebrating summer with lawn chairs and the music and the park and all this stuff, this is what Zoomies is about.
It's what the zoo's all about.
And it benefits the zoo, mm-hmm. and only $5. So we can make it affordable for families, we hope. And,
absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And Tom mentioned the petting zoo. So Gina Cuomo, you'll be out in the petting zoo, and another volunteer, Sierra, they're going to be out there and talking about the animals. And Sierra's helping with junior keeping this week, too. We graduate today.
All right.
And Gina has been with us for 10 years. She started junior keep. Well, before that. But she graduated from junior keepers 10 years ago. So, we tell the kids that.
Pick up the mantle, yeah.
I mean, and she comes back every summer. What does that say about her and Chahinkapa? So just come on out. Have fun tonight.
You got the draw. Definitely. Oh, I wanted to mention, too, with the bike run, are you going to be coming down Dakota Avenue as per usual?
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that. We're going to come up second, and we're going to turn onto by Simonson's and be going east.
Heading east. Okay, people want to hit the mm-hmm. bridge maybe and then
up 5th Street and then on to 210.
Okay, perfect.
I see I'm on the radio and I'm pointing.
You're pointing. A lot of people do that, by the way. Tom and Kathy, man, busy, busy, busy. So after, let me ask you this, after the bike run, then what? Just on with just the summer.
Well, we've got stuff coming.
Well, I know you do. That's
we do,
why
and
I
we're
that.
Also part of Chalk Fest, so
all right
for that. And but you've got to come down to the zoo and see the new cheetahs if you haven't been down there. Talk about
everybody's
attitude.
talking about them.
Are they sassy?
Everybody's talking
sassy
about them.
And beautiful. Mm-hmm. So just lots going on at the zoo, of course. So
any other new arrivals down there we need to know about?
Well, we talked a lot about our new camel.
Yeah.
And so he's going to be introduced to Roseanne. He's already been introduced, but be in with Roseanne sometime in the near future here. Okay. But you can see them both.
All right.
He's beautiful. He's great. We work in with him, and he's just fabulous. So,
you a fan of camels, Tom?
Oh, Schmaltz? Yeah. One of my favorite animals.
Next to the rhinos.
Yeah, I was in there yesterday with Manny moving some stuff around, and people are watching. He's coming up humming to me and sniffing my face and looking. And he does have a character to him. He's mm-hmm. sort of spicy.
Right.
Not as spicy as the cheetahs.
Right. Well, everybody on the path talking about the cheetahs. So.
Yeah, and our otters are swimming all the time.
I cannot wait to get down there again on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Okay, get my mood adjusted here.
A lot of activity happening.
Absolutely. Zoomies tonight, folks, again. And, of course, a bike run on Saturday. Pancake breakfast at the zoo, 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. That gets starting going. Starting at 9.
Starting at 9.
Yeah, free will offering. So
stop down for that.
If you're on the run, it's included.
Okay, so, perfect.
Yeah.
And, again, I'll be down there from 1 until 5, painting up a storm.
That was great.
Looking forward to it. Tom and Kathy, Morning Zoo. Thanks for stopping
Thank
by.
Thank you, Bill.
You bet. It's 8:30. Good morning.
This is Kelly from Farm City Supply. It's never too early to start planning ahead for harvest season. From roller chain to sickle sections, we have the parts you need to get through the busiest season. Sickle sections and guards are available to fit most combines used in this area, including John Deere, Case IH, and MacDon. We have sisal baler twine for both small, square, and large round bales. Now is prime time to stock up on all of the harvest supplies you'll need so you're not scrambling later on. Stop into Farm City Supply in Breckenridge. Hardware, farm, home.
Currently a cloudy sky. Some showers happening around the area too, 59 degrees. Thursday, June 26th from the Twin Town Villa News Desk. I'm Bill Dablo. It's 8:30. Good morning. 44-year-old man from Breckenridge sustained life-threatening injuries on Sunday following a motorcycle crash on Interstate 94 near mile marker 197 in Monticello Township in Wright County. According to the Minnesota State Patrol, the crash occurred at approximately 4:51 p.m. when a 2008 Harley-Davidson motorcycle traveling eastbound on I-94 lost control, causing the rider to be thrown from the vehicle. Authorities confirmed that road conditions were dry at the time of the incident. The driver, identified as Nicholas Opatz, was not wearing a helmet. Opatz was transported to North Memorial Health, Robbinsdale, with life-threatening injuries. That incident remains under investigation. KBMW News brought to you this hour by Red River Communications, who remind you to go faster with fiber.
Life moves fast. Is your internet keeping up? Switch to Red River Communications fiber-fast broadband internet and make buffering and glitching a thing of the past. For over 70 years, Red River Communications has provided the Red River Valley industry-leading technology, all backed by a team of local experts. To upgrade your internet, visit redrivercom.com or give us a call at 701-553-8309. Red River Communications. Go faster with fiber.
One person is dead after a house fire in Fauston yesterday morning. Multiple agencies responded around 4:30 a.m. and found the home fully engulfed in flames. Fauston Fire Department put the fire out and searched the house where they found the person's body. No other information about the person was released. Everyone else got out, but some suffered injuries. Their conditions have not been released. State Fire Marshal's Office, Polk County Sheriff's Office, McIntosh Fire Department, and Essentia Ambulance assisted at the scene. That is a look at KBMW News at this hour. For more news and information, head on over to our website, kbmwnews.com.
I feel so tense and worried all the time. Is this anxiety?
Mental Health Minnesota is here to help 7 days a week with resources, peer support, online screenings, connections to treatment and crisis services. It's anonymous, confidential, and free of charge. Whether you're living with a mental health condition, are concerned about someone you love, or could use some support, Mental Health Minnesota is here for you. MentalHealthMN.org. Sponsored by Mental Health Minnesota, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. Good morning. Meteorologist Mick Kerr got your Thursday morning regional weather roundup. And we start with pleasantly mild temperatures, or pleasantly cool, depending on your tolerance. Mid to upper 50s out there. Quite a bit of cloud cover lingering from yesterday's rains, which amounted to plentiful rains. It was confined generally south of I-94, a few hundreds to a tenth and a half. Up to a half inch, though,
Around Oaks and Gwinner, 3/4 inch. West Central Minnesota picked up 1 to 2 inches. Over by Wilmer, 2.5. And they had some tornadoes from Albert Lee to Rochester from about 4:30 to 7 p.m. yesterday. There is some fog this morning. Watertown up to Alexandria. Southward to northwest Iowa, none reported, though, in eastern North Dakota and northwest Minnesota. Also, not so lively today. There is the threat of a few sprinkles right along the North Dakota-South Dakota border as rain continues eastern South Dakota and southern Minnesota. Another cool day for us, but not as cool as yesterday. Ooh, boy, it was 60s, and you had to close the patio door or the window, or it was just a little nippy yesterday. Today, closer to or in the 70s today. Then tomorrow, the heat returns, as does the threat of thunderstorms. Friday night.